Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And at 8:50, time now for the pre-opening commodity market report. I'm Jay Pearson for Dave Dickey today. Midwest slaughter hog markets are expected to trade steady to $1.50 per hundredweight higher, with many a dollar higher. A combination of hot, steamy weather across the Midwest and continued strong demand for hogs is supporting the market. The terminal markets are called mostly steady to a dollar higher. Top prices expected to range from $47 to $51 on a live basis. The top price expected to be $47. That would be steady at Peoria. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, negotiated swine purchases were $18,110 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $63 to $77.03, and the weighted average $72.40, a gain of $4.04 from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.41 to $61, weighted average $56.69. The Western Daily Direct Hog Report negotiated swine purchases, $12,683, base price range $63 to $81.08, weighted average $74.69, a gain of $2.38 from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.50 to $61, weighted average was $56.50. In a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight numbers, and Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities and Normal will join us to assess it all. But first, Mike Sola joins us for a look at our agricultural weather. Mike?
Good morning, Jay. Well, rain across the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt, a little sparse right now, but over the next week or so, they are expecting to pick up some decent precipitation there. That's about the only corner of the country that's looking at significant rainfall as far as the corn and soybean belt. The eastern sections will be relatively dry, although right now northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and now stretching into northern Ohio and southern Michigan, some very heavy rainfall, in fact, some flooding rainfall across that stretch. Scattered showers still dot the central plains and northern plains, high pressure moving back in, but a series of weather disturbances are expected to bring scattered showers and occasional thunderstorms to the northern reaches of the corn and soybean belt. Southeastern U.S. will dry out, and hot, very hot weather will spread across a good portion of the country. A couple of the longer-term forecasts, 6 to 10-day forecast, has above-normal temperatures with the bullseye across the portions of the western Dakotas, Nebraska, and in through eastern Wyoming, while the only areas expecting cooler-than-average temperatures over the next week to 10 days look to be in eastern New England, across southern and central Florida, the southern tip of Texas, and in the Pacific Northwest. Now, on the 8 to 14-day outlook, a very little portion of the country is expected to be normal to below normal. Most of the country will remain above average as far as temperatures go, and precipitation over that 8 to 14-day span is expected to be below normal for most of the nation. Again, the upper Midwest may be the one area that's expecting near-normal precipitation, and southern Florida also expecting some significant precipitation over the next 2 weeks. So there will be some pockets that start to see a little bit more stress, and in some areas, especially from the Ohio River Valley in and across the Mid-South region of the U.S., there will be some significant stress developing as they're already short on rainfall, and it doesn't look like any significant precipitation will be heading in their direction anytime soon. Outside our country, in Australia, rainfall yesterday in Western Australia. A few light showers occurred in New South Wales and in Victoria. Precipitation totals reached up just over a third of an inch in the west, and only a few hundredths reported in the eastern sections there. Temperatures mostly in the 50s and 60s, with Queensland and eastern crop regions of Western Australia reaching into the lower 70s. It does look like some increase in shower activity is possible for the next week to 2 weeks across areas of Australia. No particular area is being singled out for significant increase in precipitation at this time. And it believes there could be a disturbance in Western Australia early next week that will shift to the east across the nation, offering a few showers to Queensland and northeastern New South Wales, as well as other eastern crop areas. but resulting rainfall will not have a whole lot of impact on crop or field conditions. Storm systems will be closely monitored for possible increases in rainfall with the future computer model runs. And quickly looking at China, so the interior southeast part of China will get some much-needed rainfall over the next couple days as Typhoon Paobuk makes landfall and moves through the region. Overall, weather in China is expected to be quite favorable for summer crop development over the next 2 weeks. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Overnight in Kansas City, September wheat opened at 649 3/4, up 1 1/4 on the open, 6 1/4 on the last trade. December opened at 663, up 1/4 and 6 1/4. In Chicago, September wheat opened at 664 1/2, up 1/2, up 5 1/4 on the last trade. December, 683 3/4, up 1/4 on the open, up 5 in the last trade. March at 676, up 1 on the open, 6 3/4 in the last trade. And July, 08, at 558 3/4, unchanged on the open, up 2 1/4 on the last trade. September corn, 324 3/4, down 1 on the open, down 1/4 on the last trade. December, 342, down 1 and down 3/4. March at 358 3/4, down 1/2, down 1 1/4. May at 366 1/4, down 2 1/4 on the open, down 1 1/2 on the last trade. July 08, 377, down 1 1/2 and down 2 1/4. The August soybeans open at 826 3/4, up 3/4 on the open and last trade. September 8, 34, down 1/4 and down 2. November 850, unchanged on the open, down 2 3/4 in the last trade. January 863 3/4, unchanged and down 2 1/2. The May contract for 08, 881 3/4, down 1 1/4, down 3 1/4. September soybean meal, 223, up 50 and down 30. And the August soybean oil at 3670, up 16, down 11. September, 3684, up 10 on the open, down 1 on the last trade. USDA said yesterday 69% of the spring wheat crop good to excellent. As far as the corn was concerned, 56% to make that, 56% of the corn crop and 56% also on the soybean crop good to excellent. In Illinois, the soybean crop 68% good to excellent. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal joining us. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, what did you see in the overnight numbers that excited you?
Well, the wheat continues to go up a little bit. The corn and beans were down a little bit. I think the corn and beans, they're calling them a little bit lower like last night due to the rains in the northern belt and continued forecasts of more in the northern belt. Otherwise, it's scattered showers from the northern belt maybe to here. But we've got the super hot weather to keep a support under it. So probably wheat's the one. Are we at the high, or are we going to go another 20, 40 cents?
Mm-hmm. Hit some fresh 11-year highs yesterday. Did you expect it to continue that upward tick?
Yeah, they've been calling for wheat to go to the $7 to $7.20 for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And the tightness supply in the world, you mentioned Australia, Eastern Europe's too dry, didn't have much of a crop. Western Europe was too wet, got all kind of problems like we had in Kansas and Oklahoma. And then the Canadian crop was a lot less in acreage. So the tight supply, tightest we've been in 30 years as far as actual bushels, tightest usage number in 40 years.
Mm-hmm. So what about this morning's calls then from you?
Calls this morning, we're calling wheat 4 to 5 higher to lead us up. Corn 1 to 2 lower on continued moisture coming somewhere, and beans 2 to 4 lower again on next 2 to 3 days are still in the northern belt where they were super dry, supposedly going to have rains.
Mm-hmm. How about the opens in livestock?
In livestock, we're looking at hogs to be down again. They were sharply lower yesterday, and we're looking for mixed things in cattle, pretty much across the board mixed in the cattle.
All right. Well, as we're taking a look at some outside markets, it looks like the Dow is giving up some of that gain that it had yesterday. Oil prices down a little bit, and the dollar up just a little. What are you looking at on those?
Well, the Dow, went over 14 and then dropped a bunch, was down to 13.1 or 2. We approached 13.5 in the overnight, and we've backed off of that a little bit. Also, the S&P was way up there, and it went down a bunch. We're looking for those to be sideways now. for a while, and the Dow and the S&P.
All right, Pete, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jay.
That's Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal joining us on the pre-opening commodity market report today. And that Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down 69 points at 13.4. Make that, 13.467 yesterday's. And I got to move my thing over here so I can see today's. 13,408.62, the current tick, and the Dow down 60. There we go. And our forecast today is including the flash flood watches in effect for northern, central, and northeastern Illinois, the excessive heat warning in effect for southwestern Illinois through Friday evening, a heat advisory for much of central and southeastern Illinois and most of Indiana for the next several days. We could have heat indexes ranging up to 110 degrees. Right now, 84 on Friends Plaza outside of Campbell Hall here in Urbana. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's minute past 9 o'clock, news from the BBC.